This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan on Twitter just sent us a cool tweet of Jared Goff's audibles at the line from one of the guys who covers the league who said he loves Sean McVay more by the day. But Jared Goff's audibles at the line, among them are, "Hey, Ric Flair! Ric Flair! Tupac!
I thought that was bad lip reading. That's real?
No, that's real. That's Goff's audibles. Tupac. Obama. Obama.
Those bad lip reading videos, by the way, I know I'm shoehorning that. They get me every time. They make me laugh every time.
You're talking about the Jimmy Kimmel sketch?
No, whatever. The guys that do it, it's called, they're called bad lip reading, right? You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah, right, Tar? The guys that do it. So they dub over like Star Wars. They'll dub over like NFL players talking to each other with funny voices.
Those. Yeah.
Where Tom Brady's like yelling at somebody something real and he's like, "Hey, man, I really love a kitty cat." And some guy was like, "Well, I think I know where you can get one into the dog pound." But they're actually saying something totally different. But, like, it's funny. I like those every time. I'm a rube.
I'm surprised you think those are funny.
Yeah, I'm a rube for that.
I think they're okay. The Jimmy Kimmel sketch where it's, like, inappropriately blurted out
inappropriate swearing or whatever it is. Yeah.
I think that's really funny, too. I don't know what happened in this segment or what we're talking about.
I shoehorned my own thing in there.
That's all right. Everyone's having fun with it. Let's do this. Caller number 10. You got to be able to answer this question about the Capitals. 800-636-1067. If you can answer the question, you'll win the tickets. They're playing the Ottawa Senators November 22nd, Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in all week with 1067. The Fan. The details are online now at thefandisa.com/contest. The Capitals have scored one. Count it one. That's one. Only one. One shorthanded goal this season. Who scored it? Who scored their shorty? If you know the answer to that question, be the 10th caller. You're winning those tickets to go see the Caps, Ottawa Senators, Capital One Arena next week in D.C. Phone lines are open for you now. Let's give you a little Redskins stock report. Stock and arrows trending up. Stock and arrows trending down.
Stock and arrows, I will say, trending upwards here. Go ahead, Tommy. Give me an up one. Samaje Perine, now's the time. Your job. Even though you already lead the team in carries, by the way. You're averaging 3.2 yards per carry. But now everyone's trying to explain to me.
Does he lead the team in rushes?
66 yard, rush attempts for 210 yards.
How many
yards does
Thompson have?
Thompson, 60.
How many does Kelly have?
62.
I did not have that in the office.
Samaje Perine, 66 carries. But I'm being told now that it's going to get better as the game goes on. Needs more contact than him. Whatever, we'll see about that. He stinks. They can't run it. But now's your time to try to run it the most. So we'll see. Look at that play sheet and dial up a pass, please, Jay.
Maurice Harris, you finally got your chance. You finally got elevated from the practice squad. You finally got a football thrown your way. And all you did was casually make the best catch any Redskins wide receiver has made this season, surpassing Josh Doctson from 1 week earlier in Seattle. Two catches, 50 yards, 25 a pop, and a 36-yard touchdown. Please play him. Please throw him the ball. He is better right now than Brian Quick, who I like. He is better right now than Terrell Pryor. He should play opposite Josh Doctson plenty.
Jordan Reed looks like he might be able to go this week. He's been plagued like ships heading for the New World. During the time where there were plagues. He is struggling. 27 catches on the season. That's fewer than Vernon Davis. That's fewer than Chris Thompson. That's fewer than Jamison Crowder. It's tied with Ryan Grant. Jordan Reed, you're the best weapon we got, dude. Now's the time against the defense that's playing really well. Again, still can't believe it's the New Orleans Saints we're talking about, but we is. You need to go ahead and be good. I hope he plays. I hope he's close to himself. Only averaging 7.8 yards per reception. That ain't Jordan Reed, man.
Kicker Nick Rose has played in four games. He has been good in three of them. Had the one low kick block that ended up maybe costing the Redskins a game against the Cowboys. Had another very low kick that could have been blocked this past week but wasn't. Here's what actually has happened. He has booted nothing but touchbacks when asked to. He's made 7 of his 8 field goals. And he drilled a 55-yarder with plenty of leg this past week to make it a one-possession game in the second half. That was a huge kick for the kid. 23 years old, his audition. Going pretty well for the rookie out of Texas. Arrow trending up on Nick Rose. Whether it's with the Redskins or somewhere else, I think he's helping himself win a job for next year.
Stockdown.
Interior Redskins defensive line, be ye McGee, McClain, Lanier, whoever ye be bad this past week. You were scuffling. You got mauled. I think another thing is in store for you this week. Now, Ioannidis returning is going to help. Okay, that will help you. I can't believe that we're saying that, but again, here we are. This is the 2017 season, but you still don't have enough. This interior offensive line from New Orleans has been opening holes at the leisure of Mark Ingram, and on the outside, of course, with Alvin Kamara. I think you're in for a rough day, but after a scuffle of last week, you were heroes against Seattle. I don't think that's something we're going to see again.
DJ Swearinger, swing your arms, young man, and go have some fun. 8 games into the season, no picks. Last week, 2 interceptions. And he's actually picked off 3 passes in the last 2 games because he picked off a 2-point conversion, which doesn't go down as an interception on the stat sheet. So that's 3 in 2 games for him, jumping routes. He has been brilliant recently. He's been great throughout the season. He's got over 40 tackles he's on pace to make in the 70s. He's going to end up with a couple of sacks. He's already registered a sack this year. He's defended a handful of passes, including 2 each of the last 2 games, which ties his season high in back-to-back weeks. And then you got the 2 interceptions to go along with it. Swearinger has been a godsend, just like Zach Brown on defense.
Stock down.
Jamison Crowder. Come on, man. I need you to be better than 72nd in the league in receiving yards. You got to be better than 66th in receptions. You're among the names like Adam Humphreys in Tampa Bay. You're close to Jaron Brown in Arizona. You've been outgained by Tyler Lockett. You've been out-received by Austin Hooper, tight end in Atlanta. I mean, there's just so many guys ahead of you that should not be ahead of you. You're too good for this. You're too good for 4 drops this past week, including some critical ones. I know they weren't easy catches, but you're Jamison Crowder, dude. It's not like it's somebody else. You're Jamison Crowder.
Please play like Jamison Crowder.
Be Jamison Crowder. You're like, it's like the lecture in Swingers. They're telling Mikey that he's the bear with the claws and the teeth, and he's how do you kill the bunny? Kill the bunny, 80. You're too good.
Stock down.
Josh Norman's coming off his worst game as a Redskin. Disappointing because he doesn't have games like that, really. Now, if you look at the stats from the Vikings game, he made 9 tackles. You go, whoa, he made 9 tackles. That's good. It's not good when you're a cornerback and you're making 9 tackles. It means you're getting beat more often than you'd like to be. Still waiting on his first pick of the year. Still waiting on a big interception return for a touchdown in Washington, which hasn't happened. He's made some huge plays. Had the 3rd down stop to help them win a game at Seattle a couple of weeks ago. He is generally a way bigger plus than a minus. That was
fumble
not the
punches.
Case this past week, though. Yeah, give me a fumble punch. Give me a pick. Make a play, dude. Make up for last week.
Stock down.
Spencer Long. It was in the lineup, out of the lineup. They're trying to get his feet wet, whatever it was. I'll tell you why it was wet. It was because he was on roller skates on ice. That did not look very good for Spencer Long. He's better than that. So whether he's injured, if he's healthy, he's not, you're better off having cousin Chase Rouye in there with your mediocre left guard.
You're just saying that because you're related to him.
Well, of course. I mean, you pull for guys in your family, and cousin Chase Rouye is in
the
family.
He's not full brother. He's half brother.
No, he's it's one of those weird. I never
I
know,
think
second
you,
or third cousins.
You guys have the same dad but different moms?
No. His dad and my dad's cousin were cousins. And so then all of a sudden it's like there's a different cousinality, and they spell
so
their name
not
with 2 L's.
Brothers at all?
No. They're the 2 L Rouliers, and
but
we're
then
the H Rouliers.
He grew up in the same house as you. That's
no,
what?
No, way out west. We only saw each other once at a family reunion down in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, I was confused.
Yeah. We went to this like weird retreat, and it was fun. We like sat around. He was little then. I mean, he was big, but he was little. You know what I mean?
That's real interesting.
That's real interesting.
Junior Gallette, I like what you showed me a couple weeks ago against Seattle. Thought you pressured the quarterback pretty well. You forced Russell Wilson out of the pocket. Then you really didn't show me anything this past week. Where you at, man? I need you to get home. Stock is up because over the last couple weeks, I think you're coming around, but I'm still waiting on the breakout. I want the 1.5, 2-sack game where you're dancing in the backfield and everyone's talking about what a great story it is that you're back healthy and playing football again. Still waiting on that.
Preston Smith, no sacks here recently, okay? So bear with me, no sacks. I thought watching back the condensed version of the game this past weekend, he beat his guy a few times. He was getting there. And again, this is all about the interior of the defensive line, not being able to get any sort of push whatsoever at all at any point in time in case Keenum casually patted the football, little shuffle step, and delivered strikes to wherever the heck he wanted. I thought Preston Smith was good. I thought he was good in the Seattle game as well. No sacks to show for it, but remember, sacks are a process thing more so than they are a result thing. They're a process of good, consistent pressure. You end up with them. So some of those numbers I think will come. I do believe old Presto might have himself a very hot second half of the season, get himself another four or five more. Maybe gets double digits, Jeeps. Maybe.
That is your Redskins stock report. This is your reminder to call Window Nation. Window Nation, put windows in my home, put windows in Danny's home.
Yeah.
We're both better off for it.
Mm-hmm.
One of our best friends in the world is a guy named Steve who works at Window Nation.
Yeah.
This guy, we go back with him about 20 minutes.
Almost 30 now. It's 142.
When you call 866-90-NATION, you tell him Grant and Danny sent you, and you say, we want Steve to come to our house and to make our lives better with the 000 sale.
It's good. This is a good one. 000 sale is zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for 1 year. So you upgrade your windows now, but you pay later. You save money to splurge on your folks for the holidays. Plus, you call them today. How about an additional 50% off all the styles? So again, zero money down, zero payments, 0% interest, one Steve, and 50% off all style windows.
Well, what number do I call, sir?
866-90-NATION, little British boy. 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You got to tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.